Everybody learns in school that pure water freezes at 32 degrees.
What you may not know is that under special circumstances, water does some really odd things.
NBR science correspondent Joe Palka tells us about a scientific team in Israel that has found a way to keep water in liquid form below the freezing point and turn it into ice when you heat it up.
Most researchers are justifiably proud when they get a paper accepted by a premier journal like Science Magazine. Some are even boastful, while others are quite modest. And then there's Igor Lubomirsky.
I don't understand why everybody's so excited by this paper. It is, it is far less revolutionary than you think.
Maybe so, but it's still pretty interesting. Lubomirsky works at the Weizmann Institute in Israel. Among other things, he studies how water freezes. That may not sound like a terribly complicated problem, but it is. Because really pure water doesn't like to freeze. It likes to stay liquid. Ice crystals don't form until there's some dust or a ragged surface for the crystals to form on. There's plenty of dust in the air, that's why we get clouds and snowflakes. And the ice tray in your freezer has enough rough edges for cubes to form. But take away the dust, smooth out the edges, and you get what's called supercooled water. Water that's below the freezing point. If you get it cold enough, it will freeze, but you have to go all the way down to 40 below before that happens. Lubomirsky was noodling around in his lab when he stumbled on something totally weird. He could cool water further without freezing on a negatively charged material than he could on a positively charged material.
Just the presence of charge, electric charge by itself, on a surface which is not conductive, does something to water.
Another odd thing he found was that on a positively charged surface, the freezing goes from bottom up, and on a negatively charged surface, it goes from top down. Why does electrical charge make a difference in the temperature water freezes at? At this point, Lubomirsky doesn't know.
But what we do know, that we have a very, very, very good subject to think about.
Some scientists are more impressed with Lubomirsky's work than he is himself. Franz Geiger is a physical chemist at Northwestern University in Illinois.
This is a very important study that contributes to a growing field of surface science.
Geiger thinks the work may also be important for understanding the Earth's climate. The dust in the atmosphere can have an electrical charge, sometimes positive and sometimes negative. Since the ice in clouds forms on dust, the charge of the dust could change the temperature at which clouds form. And you need to understand that to understand global climate. That's serious science. But Geiger says the Israeli scientists also found something that was off the charts on the strangeometer.
Water freezing can be induced by heating, which is, of course, counterintuitive.
This happens because Lubomirsky and his colleagues were using what's called pyroelectric materials.
As you heat, you change the charge distribution on the surface for these particular materials.
One of the materials was lithium tantalate. As you heat it, it goes from negative charge to positive charge. And remember, water freezes more easily at a higher temperature on positively charged surfaces.
So as you warm things up, your liquid becomes solid, which is, of course, not at all what we know from everyday life.
It is not something that is particularly surprising.
Maybe not to Igor Lubomirsky, but then he's a hard man to impress. For the rest of us, freezing by heating is a pretty neat trick. Joe Palka, NPR News, Washington.